Nobody worries more about North Korea's nuclear threat than its neighbor just across the demilitarized zone. Today, South Korea is trying to find a way to end the crisis that intensified when North Koreans threw out United Nations nuclear inspectors. South Korea's vice foreign minister is in Moscow today seeking help. NPR's Lawrence Sheets joins us now from Moscow. Lawrence, why is Russia being asked to help here?
Well, Russia is kind of a natural choice. Russia, of course, had very good ties with North Korea during the communist years here. And Russia, once it became an independent country, downgraded those ties and pursued better ties with South Korea. But during the last few years, Russia has been trying to reinvigorate its ties with North Korea. Russia's motivations are commerce. It's looking for transit routes through North Korea, North Korean ports. It wants to gain a foothold commercially in North Korea, while North Korea is basically off limits to the rest of the world as an international outcast. And also, Russia is trying to show that it pursues an independent foreign policy, despite President Putin moving Russia closer to the West. That Russia is an independent country which is not simply going to toe the American line. So the Russians have a tremendous amount of influence with North Korea. The North Korean leader, Kim Jong-il, has visited Russia twice over the last 18 months, despite the fact that he's thought of in the West as somewhat of a recluse.
But if you're an American official trying to find some resolution to this crisis, are you very happy that Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia, is trying to intervene in some way here? Is the Russian interest, is the Russian concern about a nuclear program in North Korea really the same as the United States?
Well, I don't think there's any question that the Russians feel a lot of concern about North Korea possibly having attaining a nuclear capability. If you look at the map, obviously, North Korea borders with Russia. But I think the Russian position has been that they have thought all along that this is more of a political game. They really were not convinced at the outset that North Korea was intent on obtaining nuclear weapons. And they see this as more of a political problem, a problem of gamesmanship. And that's why the Russians have been rather critical of the response out of Washington, the rather alarmist statements which have come out of the administration, demanding unconditionally that North Korea halt its nuclear program with no preconditions. The Russians see this, as I said, as something of a political problem which can be resolved through a dialogue.
So what have Russian and South Korean officials actually agreed to do to try to resolve this?
The South Korean Vice Foreign Minister Kim Hong-kyung has been here all weekend meeting with Russian officials. He came out this evening and again called on the North Koreans to basically turn back the clock to a couple of months ago when they had frozen work on this reactor, which is capable of producing weapons-grade plutonium. Now, we know that the South Koreans are working on a compromise proposal that would force North Korea to freeze its nuclear program in exchange for some sort of international security assurances from the United States, from the West. Russian officials today have given assurances that they will use their best channels to the North Korean leadership to promote some sort of resolution to this crisis. As far as we know, this does not mean that we're going to see shuttle diplomacy between Russian officials who would go to North Korea and talk to the North Korean government. But there was a statement by the Russian deputy foreign minister this evening that he sees light at the end of the tunnel, and they are going to keep the diplomatic channels as open as possible.
NPR's Lawrence Sheets in Moscow. Lawrence, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.